I'm delighted now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Cheryl Roberts. She is a producer, casting director, and acting coach, and she has brought together some incredibly talented people for an event this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, September 14th and 15th, at Warehouse 21. It's called The Business of the Business, Showbiz 101. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
So this is really an extraordinary deal, and I don't think a lot of people know about it.
I think you're probably right about that. This is the kind of thing that doesn't usually happen unless there's a little short little thing. Maybe sometimes Screen Actors Guild will put something on like this, but not with these people all together in one spot that are actually teaching, actually in the nitty-gritty for the local talent to really learn about the business, everything from A to Z. That's why we call it Showbiz 101.
So we have actors, Greg Serrano.
Yes.
Who is, well, what are some of the things that he's been in?
Well, everything. I mean, he was one of the stars of Wildfire. That was on for a very long time on ABC Family, which filmed completely here in New Mexico. Fantastic show. A lot of people know it, and they recognize him when they see him. Also, he was recently in Terminator Salvation. And in fact, we were at Warehouse 21. A bunch of little girls were so cute and came running up to him and said, "Oh, it's him, it's him, it's him." And he's such a sweet guy that he stopped just what we were doing, had his pictures taken with the girls, and even gave them contact information so they could get copies. He's just a sweet guy and brilliantly talented. And also now, this entire week, he's filming right up until we do our thing on Saturday and Sunday. He's filming the brand new show that's filming here called Night Shift.
And also, Stephen Michael Quesada will be here of Breaking Bad fame.
Yes, Stephen Michael Quesada, yeah, one of the co-stars of Breaking Bad, who also has his television show at night on Saturday nights called The After After Party. That's on the CW, same network my show's on. But also a brand new television show called Duke City, which a lot of people already know about. The pilot's done, and you can actually see it on air. It is amazing.
So that's a gritty crime drama that we'll be able to see shot in and about Albuquerque.
Absolutely. It's called Duke City for a reason. And he plays and all I can tell you, not everything, and you'll see some of this on the trailer, but he plays a DEA agent that is so deep undercover, his own mother doesn't know. And you can imagine the altercations that happen with a family there.
Right.
And another co-star of that show, of course, is our fabulous own Wes Studi.
And stuntman Michael Walter, actually, he's going to be talking to us here on the Radio Cafe in a couple of minutes.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
He'll be on. But let's talk about this business of the business, Showbiz 101. Who is this for? Who should be coming to this workshop?
I would say anybody. Anyone who has any interest whatsoever of being in the industry. And I always say people...
Meaning the film industry.
Meaning the film industry, yes. Because, and this covers, of course, film, television, and commercials. I cast for all of those things. So, and I've been in the business for 37 years, believe it or not. Gave my age away this August. Just past 2 weeks ago, 37-year anniversary from Los Angeles. That's where I did the bulk of my work. And, of course, some in Canada and New York also, wherever it would take me. But mostly Los Angeles. And got here a couple of years ago and started working as soon as my feet hit the ground. Which is wonderful because there's certainly enough work here for everyone.
So there's a lot of work in New Mexico?
Absolutely. There certainly is. You just have to be trained. Again, that's the purpose of Showbiz 101. Greg and I were thinking about it and said, why do people not know about these things out there? Well, we're going to be the ones to make sure that everyone does. But if you have any interest, even if you're interested in the stunt side of things, if you're interested in the business side of things, maybe you want to be a production assistant and find a way to move up, we're going to teach you everything you need to know. Also, not to get ripped off, because there are things out there everywhere in every city that aren't really as legit as they should be, for lack of a better word.
Right.
And we're going to make sure that you know the pitfalls and also how to market yourself. Actors don't necessarily know that. After all, like yourself, they're artists. You know, they are talent. And they don't necessarily know what to do, but we're going to explain all the ways that you can market yourself. You are your own entity. You are your best salesperson, with or without an agent.
So one of the things that actors have to learn is not only how to act, but how to audition.
Oh, yeah. And in auditioning, of course, the good part about being a casting director as many years as I have, clearly, I know what an audition's supposed to look like because we're the ones they audition for.
Yeah.
And very lucky to have sat next to some of the most famous directors on the planet to learn exactly what they're looking for over the years. You know, it's something that it works when I'm teaching acting, also when I coach. I coach every Thursday night in Albuquerque, and my actors are successful. And there's a reason, because I know what it takes to do that audition.
So is there, I mean, you'll be explaining this all weekend, but is there anything that you can tell us here? Like, what makes for a good audition?
Okay, yeah. Well, number one, and also we forgot to mention Carolyn Wright. Carolyn Wright, the very well-known photographer who's coming in to do the headshot, and that will segue into what you just asked me. I'll answer that question. The first thing, your calling card is your headshot. If you don't have a great headshot, and again, I can tell you, I'm the one they get submitted to. If you don't have the great headshot, forget it. You're out of luck. Because nowadays, especially with electronic submissions, things like Actors Access, things like Photo, all those different websites where you can submit now for different roles, you have to have a headshot. That's all they go by. They don't know who you are. And then you also have to have a good clip, a reel. They call it a reel. Years ago, a reel could have been you in a two-second scene. No, now it's just like producing a record, which we're also going to touch on, by the way, because I also came from music. I was straddling between the music and the film world for many, many years with Sony. So we're going to touch on all of that also.
When you, as casting director, are looking to cast a movie, first of all, do they hire you to cast the whole movie or just like the main top parts, or how does that work?
It depends on the production company. You know, you get hired by a unit production manager sometimes, or directly by the production company, executive producer, all these titles and things. We're going to teach them all the differences also, the little, again, you used a good word, the little tiny nuances there. But it depends on who you're working for, or if it's your own production. Like for my television show, I'm the executive producer. I'll do whatever I want, cast whoever I want. So how nice to be in that position.
What's your television show?
It's called Pink Rhino Dirty Laundry. It is a reality show. And it is based on the Pink Rhino clothing stores in Albuquerque.
Oh, okay.
Totally by accident. I just got an idea walking in that store. It was a very interesting story, which I don't want to take up too much of your time to go into it, because then it becomes about me, and I really want this to be about the workshop. But it's very fun. The woman who owns the store is a character in herself. She is a television show. Honestly, in a good way. People walk in and out of there, all types. It is just, it's hilarious, and everyone loved the show. We have wonderful sponsorship. My national sponsorship is Denny's.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Cheryl Roberts about the business of the business, Showbiz 101. So when you are hired to cast, for example, a narrative film, mm-hmm. and you have to look and look and look, and you know what the character is, you've seen the script, you've talked to the scriptwriter, mm-hmm. you've talked to the director, what happens then? I mean, do you just know when you found that person? Is it like it clicks and you're sure?
Pretty much. I think that good casting directors and people who've been doing it as long as I have, we have a certain intuition. When we see it, we know it. And then it's our job to convince the director usually that we're right. Sometimes they're, you know, you sit next to the director and they're poking your leg under the table to, nah, we don't want this actor, or let him go, whatever. Or they're kind of trying to give you the high sign with their shoulder or something. Yeah. I had one that used to poke me and pinch me all the time. And I turned to him, a young director, and I'd been doing it already like 25 years. And I turned to him and I said, if you pinch me one more time, I'm going to punch you right in the face. I said, so please don't touch me. Under the table, you can give me the, you know, the cut sign like we do in film. Yeah. Or you can write it on a piece of paper. Yes, no, whatever you want to do. Stop pinching my leg. And it's a well-known guy. And a lot of my actors know who it is. So I'm sure if you're listening out there, everybody, you're laughing right now. So he apologized a couple years later. But we do know it when we see it. I was very lucky to be trained under the tutelage of Lynn Stallmaster, who used to live out here, who's really the Spielberg of casting. And between him and Marion Doherty, who a television show was just done about, I was very lucky to be at the right place at the right time and learn from these brilliant people observation. And they both said to me, you have an instinct. If you have an instinct, that's what it is. And I think the instinct is helpful also, because I actually have a degree in special education. Educational psychology is my degree. I'm a special ed teacher. Which, of course, is very helpful being in my industry, because occasionally you run into people where that training comes in very handy.
Yeah, say no more.
Yeah, there you go. So, but you do know it when you see it. And the way you find the talent, again, is what we're going to teach everybody. But as you said, to give them a few tips, electronic submission is a huge thing now. And then, of course, the casting calls. And you have to be ready for those casting calls.
And we're joined right now by Michael Walter, joining us by telephone. He's a stunt coordinator, stuntman, second unit director. Welcome, Michael, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you have quite an interesting history. You were in a car accident that was so bad that you were told you would never walk again, and then you became a stuntman. What happened?
Well, actually, I died. We hit it in 1980. It was a high-speed police chase, and we hit a palm tree. I was a passenger. We hit a palm tree at 90 miles an hour, and I was encased in the car. They had to use the jaws of life and power tools to get me out. I went into a coma, and 3 weeks later, I flatlined. So I really did die. Then I was brought back to life, and for the next 4 years in recovery, paralyzed from the waist down, broken back, broken jaw, broken shoulder, 5 broken ribs. And at the time, I was one of the original, one of the first mixed martial arts fighters. It was the late 70s, early 80s. The accident happened on May 22nd, 1980. And there wasn't UFC or any octagons or anything like that. And then I was on, I was in a wheelchair for 6 months and a walker for the next year and crutches and a cane. I was on a cane for like 4 years. And then my martial arts instructor, Danny Anasano, who is training partners of the late Bruce Lee, introduced me to a gentleman named Dar Robinson, who is also deceased at now. And that was a long time ago. And 1979, I started working on the Dukes of Hazzard, the original one. In 1983, I got in the Screen Actors Guild, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful history, and made a lot of friends, lost a lot of friends, and moved here to New Mexico, and fell in love with a young lady, and we're getting married in April. And I just finished a film in Mississippi called Artist Die Better, Best in Black, produced by Mark Headley and directed by Price Hall, and he's from Cedar Crest.
I think, I mean, for those of us who are just kind of like walking through life in some kind of more timid way physically than you or people who are engaged in that kind of thing, the idea of being a stuntman is like mind-boggling. What do stuntmen do? Like, what is your day like?
You should be very physically fit, have some kind of background either in martial arts, boxing, one of the fighting arts, because 80% of the stunt work you do for men and women are motion picture fighting. And then the other 20% are car work, high falls, fire. So it's very physically demanding. So, you know, you need to literally be on an exercise program and eat halfway decent, fairly well. Because, you know, the long hours in the motion picture industry and for stunts, we're definitely a different breed. We show up, we have a call just like everybody else, say it's a 6 a.m. call, but then they go through dialogue and all their other scenes, and we may not come up till like after lunch or even later in the day. And then you get tired and everything else, and then you're on. You know, and you may be on for 5 minutes and then you go home.
And so the majority of it is fighting. So I guess there really are probably a lot more stunt men than women. Is that correct?
Back, say, 30 years ago, yes. Now the answer is no. There's many qualified stunt women. And you have some stunt associations in Los Angeles, I believe. And then, of course, independents throughout the United States and world. And there's some pretty impressive young ladies out there doing motorcycle stuff, fights. Zoe Bell comes to mind on Kill Bill. She did some things for Tarantino on some stuff. So no, it's always the way we learned and I learned. It's 80% physical. It's 80% fight. So, you know, you get a slap across the face. You fall down. It's called a pratfall. You get knocked over to tables and chairs or a couch or, you know, wrestling, whatever. It's most of it is physically fun, but 9 times out of the year, if you do stunts for a living, you're going to look the Grim Reaper in the face because it's some dangerous stuff. And some people think it's camera tricks and stuff like that. There are camera angles and some camera tricks involved. But when you get hit by a car, you're getting hit by a car. When you get set on fire, you're on fire. When you do a 30, 40, 50, 60-foot high fall into airbags or boxes or whatever is chosen for the stunt player, that's all real stuff.
So how do you stay safe?
Safety is the ultimate priority. So let's say you came down to the set. So let's use, for example, Artist Divest in Black. We had a 30-foot high fall, two guys going out a window, which is a rarity. Normally you'll see a single person do it. And it was a very tight situation in the driveway, was underneath the window, and it was my, I was a stunt coordinator, so it was my discretion, and I decided to use boxes. And I come from old school, and they're 2 foot, 24 by 24, correlated cardboard boxes, and you set them up a certain way so they're vented properly, so they blow out when the stunt players hit it. And it was very impressive. The mayor of the town was there, the newspaper, local newspaper was there. There was like 100 people in this small crowd, onlookers watching, and you tie it off. There's just certain safety things that you learn over the years. And we have stunt safeties. I think I had 6 or 8 stunt players, both men and women, that were safe for safeties for the stunt guys going out. What you try to do is a producer or director will give me a script. And I break it down, and then we have a meeting, and we decide, they decide something's too expensive, it's cut out, or this and this and this will work out, or it won't work out. And then I've got to come up with a situation that's totally safe, and if I feel that it's not, I need to bring that to the proper attention of the producer and director, possibly the production coordinator or UPM, and say this can't be done safely, or this isn't safe. And that has happened, you know. And when you look at a lot of the stunts, especially in some of the more recent films like Thor and the Avengers and stuff like that, there's all kinds of tricks to the trade. There's nitrogen, there's ratchets, and where you're hooked up with a cable and you have a certain safety vest on, and you have your stunt bag, which is the tools of all stunt players, men and women: elbow pads, knee pads, neck braces, back braces, things called armadillos, and you go to motocross companies and you get certain things, and this has to work on low profile because it has to work under your wardrobe so it isn't seen. If it's seen, it's called printing, and directors don't like that because it shows up on the camera. And audiences are very sophisticated now than they were 30 years ago. 30 years ago, a lot of times, we didn't even have pads. We didn't use pads. We just put a seatbelt on and went for broke. Now safety through the industry, because of injuries and death, has been brought up to a very high bar. And so I have a perfect safety record. I've had that for the last 35 years. And no one wants to get killed. No one wants to get dismembered or crippled or anything. So we rehearse and we try to get it down prior to principal photography. Then the day for the shoot, we put all our safety recommendations in place, and they roll camera, and hopefully we get it in one, possibly two takes.
Michael Walter is a stunt coordinator, stuntman. He's a member of the Screen Actors Guild, and he will be at the event this weekend, September 14th and 15th at Warehouse 21. Michael, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
God bless you. Stay safe, okay?
And you too.
Bye-bye.
So we're back here sitting in the cafe with Cheryl Roberts, and we're talking about the business of the business, Showbiz 101. Now, you've gotten calls from people in Los Angeles who are talking about flying to New Mexico to take
yes.
this workshop at Warehouse
yes,
21.
Yes, yeah. One will be there already. She's already registered. I told her, I said, don't do the plane flight. And she said, Cheryl, seriously. She said, and this is an actor, established actor in there. And she said, it's $99 for me to fly. She said, I can get a hotel for $80. She said, the way I look at it, it's way cheaper than when you come to L.A. and you and the other casting people do this for $500.
Oh, my goodness.
And here I get to see Stephen Michael Quezada and see what kind of work is happening in New Mexico. So she was smart enough to figure that out.
Right. Meanwhile, people here in New Mexico, in Santa Fe, Albuquerque, anyone who's listening is welcome to come down, but you have to register. How do people do that?
Yes, you have to pre-register for this event. And the reason we're doing that is because we're very serious. We're not just going to stand there and lecture to people. That's a little bit, we're going to give you a lot of information, which is why we say make sure you have a notepad and All that, whatever you need to take notes. You can have recorded devices too. We don't have an issue with that because we have nothing to hide. We're all open. I won't work with people that, oh, there's a secret, we can't. I'm not going to do that. So I want people to know. My whole reason for staying here is because I want the knowledge out there. You know, I'm trying to really help this business move on. So when they come, they're going to learn everything you're, as I said, everything you're going to possibly need to know. But we are, the three of us are going to be dividing up. That would be Michael, myself, and of course Greg. And I'm sorry, Stephen. Stephen, myself,
right.
And Greg.
Stephen, Michael Quesada,
yes,
Greg Serrano.
Greg Serrano and myself.
Michael Walter, whom we just talked to, and you.
Right. And we're going to, the three of us that are actors are going to be dividing up all of the people that attend, all the attendees, and literally working, doing intensive training. And also, think about it. If you want to be in this industry, do you not want to be under the eye of a person who is now doing a new television show that's going to be filming right here in New Mexico,
right,
and needs, definitely is going to need talent? And also Greg Serrano's show. He has a new television show that he's just started working on called Insight. That's another television show. And does anybody think in their head that possibly I may be casting some of these things? Not saying there's a commitment, but think about that. So,
and a lot of people are working as extras. And so this is like making the jump from extra to actor.
That's right. A lot of the training that I have done with actors here were extras. And they just said, you know, extra's fine. There's nothing wrong with being an extra. You know, nothing at all. But that's great. We all need extras. And that's how you learn, sometimes get experience. But you want to become an actor. Well, then you have to really learn the skills to become an actor. And if that's what you want to do, that's exactly what we're here for. And this is a beginning, an entree into what you need to know.
So where do people call to sign up?
Well, they can't call. They actually have to go to the website. If you
okay.
call... Sometimes they're getting through by phone. Sometimes they're not because they're getting bombarded by people asking for information, plus the press and everything. They're very interested in the fact that the three of us are going to be together. And now with the addition of, you know, of Michael and a couple special guests, we'll see if Wes
can
make
unnamed,
it.
Yes,
well, Wes, if Wes can make it, he will. And because he's also, as I said, part of the television series called Duke City.
So people can basically go to warehouse21.org, that's warehouse21.org, and sign up there.
That's right. And what you do, you can do it by, it's PayPal or Hold My Ticket. And some people were able to go in, I guess, and bring a check. That seems to be a little bit of a difficulty because of the hours and the schedule. But it's the best way to do it if you can do it by PayPal. So if you're anywhere in the state, we did that.
Cheryl Roberts, producer, casting director, and acting coach. Once again, the business of the business, Showbiz 101. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
You are very welcome. Bye out there. Hope we see you there this weekend.
Yes, indeed.